Title: Interplay of Main Street Lending Program Documents, The Rights and Role of the Main Street SPV. Content: The $600 billion Main Street Loan Program has been highly anticipated to provide financial support in the form of loans to small and medium-sized U.S. businesses affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. The Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, that is administering the Main Street Loan Program, has released term sheets and various other program documents for the three types of loans: new, priority, and expanded, as well as over 70 pages of frequently asked questions, FAQs. As a result, the contours of the Main Street Loan Program are now substantially settled. 1. As the Fed announced publicly on Monday, July 6, that the Main Street Lending Program is now fully operational and ready to purchase participations in eligible loans that are submitted to the program by registered lenders, eligible lenders. A key feature of the Main Street Lending Program is the interplay between several program documents, in particular the participation agreement, the assignment in blank, and the co-lender agreement, and the impact such program documents may have in default scenarios. The participation agreement governs the relationship between the federal government's special purpose vehicle, which will be purchasing participations in Main Street loans, the Main Street SPV, and the eligible lender making such Main Street loans. The participation agreement is based on the widely adopted model participation agreement form developed by the Loan Trading and Syndication Association, the LSTA, for par and near-par loan transactions, but with some important distinctions described below, and sets forth, I, the framework for the Main Street SPV's participation in a Main Street loan, including mechanisms for the sharing of payments, costs, and expenses, the second, representations, warranties, indemnification, and standard of care. Provisions, the three, the Main Street SPV's voting rights with respect to certain specified issues, four, the Main Street SPV's right to elevate its participation in the Main Street loan to assignment, such that it, or its assignee, becomes a direct lender under the Main Street loan, and, IV, the Main Street SPV's right to transfer its interests in the Main Street loan both before and after elevation. The participation agreement also includes two useful additions. 1. It makes explicit that the participation is irrevocable and that neither party has the right to require the eligible lender to repurchase or buy back the participation, or the Main Street SPV to sell or put back the participation. And, 2. The Main Street SPV's waiver of administrative priority status under Section 507(a)(2) of the Bankruptcy Code. By expressly including in both the form of participation agreement and the co-lender agreement an express waiver by the Main Street SPV of any claim it may have under Section 507(a)(2) of the Bankruptcy Code, the Fed preemptively addresses an important concern of eligible lenders that creditor claims of the Main Street SPV in a bankruptcy proceeding involving the borrower, or a co-obligor, as to the unsecured portion of Main Street loans would be treated differently under the Bankruptcy Code. E.g., accorded administrative priority, than the ordinary unsecured claims of eligible lenders and other unsecured creditors. Section 507(a)(2) specifically provides Federal Reserve banks with an administrative priority claim, under Section 503(b), as to any unsecured claims related to loans made through programs or facilities, like the Main Street Loan Programs, authorized under Section 13(3) of the Federal Reserve Act. The waiver is intended to provide eligible lenders comfort that bankruptcy courts will follow and enforce the 95% to 5% economic risk allocation of the Main Street Loan Programs. The assignment in blank is to be signed in blank by both the eligible lender and the borrower at the time the Main Street loan is made in order to facilitate the Main Street SPV's elevation, or elevation and transfer, of its participation in the event a specified permitted transfer, discussed below, occurs. In doing so, the eligible lender and the borrower are providing the Main Street SPV with their advance consent to such an elevation or elevation and transfer. The form is for use with bilateral facilities. Alternatively, in the case of an expanded Main Street loan being added to a multi-lender facility with customary syndicated loan provis.